Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising. And we're your Astro sluts.
It's another quickie episode today.
Welcome back.
Today we are going to be talking about Saturn returns. Ooh. Specifically, if your Saturn is in Pisces, Saturn return.
It is your time. Saturn has returned. Yeah.
So, Saturn return. We hear it a lot. It is when Saturn in your birth chart is in a specific place. Your Saturn return is when the transiting Saturn goes all the way around the whole zodiac little circle and ends up back at the same place. This takes about 27 to 30 ish years. What astrologers typically consider like your full Saturn return is like when Saturn just enters the same sign as your Saturn, and it's like the whole time Saturn is in that sign regardless of what like degree your Saturn is at.
A 3-year period typically.
So Saturn moves into Pisces on March 7th, 2023, and will be there until May 24th, 2025. So mark your calendar.
Yeah,
we're in for a ride. And by we mean not us. Our Saturns are not in Pisces, but
we've got a couple years ahead of us. But for our friends a couple years older than us.
No, I'm interested to see though, like friends and stuff.
I know
we're getting ahead of ourselves, but like I have someone that I have found that has Saturn in the same house as me. And so I'm like, well, I will be taking careful notes of the next 3 years of your life as a case study for myself.
Yeah, I'm super intrigued, honestly. What house is yours mine in? Is in seventh.
Okay.
It's giving divorce. We'll get into it. I shouldn't say it's like a negative thing, but it's giving relationship drama.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe good. Relationship maybe good. Who knows?
So we're getting ahead of ourselves. Saturn in Pisces.
Yes.
It's Saturn's first time in Pisces in about 30 years, like since everyone around 30 was born. It was the last time Saturn was in Pisces. We did talk about this a little bit in our season 5, episode 4.
Morning announcements.
Yes. So because Saturn returns happen every 30-ish years, that means people that are around 30 are having their Saturn returns, but also people around age 60 and 90 are also going through Saturn returns. So you might find that like a parent or a grandparent or something is also going through a similarly transformational time.
Mm-hmm. And essentially what your Saturn return is, and you'll probably have more than one in your lifetime, it's just a period of transition. Mm-hmm. So for your first one, it's very much like, who are you as like your own individual adult human being? And obviously that shows up in a lot of different ways that we'll get into, like depending on the houses. But like your midlife Saturn return is like maybe coming out of like your family era and into like kind of like a more mentorship role, or kind of like the teacher, the like elder wisdom state. And then like your third one, if we are so blessed to have three, would be like, what are you like leaving for the next generation? Mm-hmm. So it's all about really about transformation. I feel like it does just get kind of like a really scary rap.
Yeah.
But like essentially it's just like, it's about moving from one thing to the next, and change can be scary, but it's nothing more than just change.
Yeah. Any return cycle in astrology, like you have a solar return every year, it's kind of just what I said. It's like, is just the start of a new cycle.
Yeah.
Is a nice way to put it. It's like starting anew, reassessing.
Yeah, reality check.
Yeah, the past cycle, like what happened there, and like how do we want to move through the next cycle differently?
Right.
So, Saturn. It's our planet of rules and restrictions, of authority, of boundaries. So, those are a lot of like kinds of themes that will come up, like you kind of like needing to like take a stand for yourself. A common Saturn return thing is like realizing what you've been doing for other people and what do you actually want for yourself. Like if you are, you know, pursuing some career and you're like, oh my god, I'm literally just this having this job because like my parents wanted me to have this right. job, and like re-owning like how you want yeah. to live your life mm-hmm. is like a common thing that comes up. And then Pisces is nice and dreamy,
more like more into the self, mm-hmm. more imaginative, artistic, spiritual, the less like really the opposite of things with boundaries.
Yes.
Like endless possibilities. Mutable. Free-flowing yeah. body of water vibes.
So, right. So you might honestly have a more difficult time just always in your life, like having and setting those yeah. boundaries. Like it doesn't like come very naturally to you to be very strict.
Mm-hmm.
Something about Saturn as a planet is that the changes that Saturn makes are things that you can plan for.
Yeah.
Whereas like Uranus or something that's like surprises that are like you could have never known about that, Saturn is like structured enough that if you like prep yourself for mm-hmm. the Saturn return, like it should like it might still be hard, but like you can set yourself up for success a
yeah,
little more than
other
planets.
Yeah, you know what's coming.
Yeah. So like number one rule is gonna do not freak out. Do not yeah. be scared. Do not like start talking, you know, like in your head that like all these terrible things are gonna happen to you during your Saturn return. Because they probably will then.
Right. No, literally.
We all know about manifestation, speaking things yeah. into existence. Like, just don't set yourself up for that.
Yeah, totally. I think, like, some posy things we can do to, like, plan for it is, like, one, just, like, get to know your Saturn placement mm-hmm. first. Like, look at your birth chart. Obviously, if this is your Saturn return, you have that natal Saturn in Pisces placement, but like where is it? What house is it in? Look at the aspects we talked about in the last week's episode, Meet the Aspects. Where, like, is it in a square with something? What are the relationships to the other planets in your chart? And really like focus fully on that one planet and see like what you can already learn from that placement, and then like just so you have like all the knowledge you can. I think also just like gathering your resources, whether that's like a therapist, an astrologer, maybe like go get a special reading for your Saturn return, or have like your weekly therapy appointments if that's something you've already been doing or maybe are like looking into. Probably a good time to do that. Maybe talk to your friends, your close, you know, partner, your family, and like just let them know that you're, if you're anxious, you know, tell other people what you're feeling, and then they can be on your side to support you.
I think also
throughout.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think also just like committing to like being the best version of yourself and like
yeah.
doing that internal work mm-hmm. and whatnot is just like a good mindset to go
yeah.
into your Saturn return. Like it's not, it's like not going to go perfectly, probably. Like you probably are going to fuck up yourself, and like being able to like take accountability for that. But also at the same time, like be kind to yourself,
mm-hmm.
like have those like self-care practices,
yeah.
have the resources in place because you're just doing your best. So
yeah.
it's going to be hard, but like make sure you have like, we've talked about this before, like have a list of things that like make you feel good.
Right.
That if you're like, oh my God, life is so rough right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can be like, well, I could listen to this song I really like.
Yeah.
Or I could go to the spa. Or I
right.
could take a walk.
Yeah. I think too, like almost it might be like another just like list to have is like your goals, your morals, like mm-hmm. things that are really like deep and always true to you. Like what are your core values as just your complete self in person? And obviously those things can like change and shift, but that might be a nice thing if you're just feeling like completely out of whack or like, who am I? What's going on? Like all these different things are happening to me. You can look and be like, no, I am someone who like values friendship, and I am someone who is a creative spirit, you know, just having your like bullet points on like who you are would be just also like a nice piece of paper to stick to your mirror.
Yeah, absolutely. And also since like this, at least if you're going through your first Saturn return or about to right now, it is that transition like from childhood to adulthood. So I think having like things that make your like inner child happy, perhaps mm-hmm. another list of like your favorite foods from when you were a kid, your favorite like toys or games right. or like TV shows, movies, like having those things at hand that like just because you are like transforming into this like older yeah. more mature version of yourself, like
yeah, you don't want to leave yourself behind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I love that. Yeah, and as always, be gentle on yourself. There's nothing to be scared of.
The universe is not throwing you anything you can't handle.
Yeah.
There's a purpose for it all mm-hmm. to make you the best squirrel boss you can be.
Exactly.
So the next step into understanding your Saturn return is going to be the house. I think in particular, like the house of your Saturn return is like very important.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's going to make your Saturn return different than like your friend who's the same age as you also going through their Saturn return.
Right.
It's going to be like the part of life that has like a big pull.
Mm-hmm. First house is going to be very much like the self. So redefining yourself, maybe like a big identity shift or like coming to terms with like who you are is not who you want to be. Something like that, like big personal identity themes.
Mm-hmm. Second house is going to be like what you value or money. It could be like how you're making your money, mm-hmm. how you think about money, how you spend your money. What are your values? They could change or shift, or you could like just go through things that like maybe really like solidify the yeah. things you already do value.
Third house, this could be a lot about like communication, teaching, your relationship to those things. Could have to do with like a little bit of like we're getting into almost like the family realm of the houses, so it could have some like childhood, maybe some sibling themes in here too. But a lot about like how you like voice yourself and your ideas to like others and even yourself.
Fourth house is going to be your relationship to your home, your family, parents, ancestry,
mm-hmm.
either like, you know, maybe you will build a family, maybe you'll move homes, like something that will shift that current dynamic or your relationship with them.
Yeah. Fifth house, all of our creation themes. So you could like literally be having a child. You could also just like discover your creative self. Maybe you never saw yourself as an artist and like this is a whole new chapter for you. Just like bringing out your creative side or like taking that more seriously, I think could be another theme here. But it also could just like literally be like creating a human life.
Yeah, which is a very common thing. Like
right.
a lot of people
to
like
30 year olds. Yes.
Get married often and have babies. A baby.
Yeah.
Sixth house is your house of health and like daily life. So, you know, honestly, like it could bring up some health issues or you could just get like really into your health. Like
right.
learn it, like get into like nutrition and like be obsessed with, you know,
yeah.
that. Or just like your like daily life could like dramatically change just like how you're spending your time.
Mm-hmm. Seventh house, big relationship moves. So like a lot of things like marriages, divorces, things where like other parties are like getting involved. It also could be like simpler things, just like a new relationship, maybe going from like a long distance to not to like bigger shifts in relationships that way. Or it could be like simply the opposite, like finding yourself completely outside of a relationship. If you're like a relationship person, you might have that big like realization that you're also want to be a full independent person on your own. So any side of that scale.
The eighth house is the house of sex, death, like taboo things, like very deep and intimacy. This does not mean you're gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
Just like to make that clear. If that popped into your brain, absolutely not. Get it yeah. out of there. But you might like think of death differently, like by the end of your Saturn return, just like have a different relationship to it as like a concept.
Mm-hmm.
You might like realize you want to like connect with other people in like a much deeper or like different way than you currently are. Maybe you have a sexual awakening.
Yeah. I feel like it could also be like true, just like ego death here.
Yeah.
Like it could be like transformational and just like death of things about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Also just like financial or like property gain and loss
yeah.
is one for here too. Ninth house, like further education, like maybe you are, you know, either if it's like in a school manner or just in the like self-learning, like going and finding new education and new interests for yourself. Also like religious realizations. I feel like it could be like, you know, if you were like a lifelong cult member or something of religion, you could like have a big awakening, like, oh my God, this is not how I want to live my life. Or maybe you do want to devote your life to the church. Who knows? But those kind of more like philosophy, religious, spiritual topics here.
Yep. Just finished their Saturn return in the ninth house and like has completely been like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I can only think of decomposed, deconstructed, maybe like completely deconstructed, just like all those like just like teachings that you like that are put on you as like a kid, just like the heteronormative things that they had like internalized, and just like what they want, like just how they think of things like
life.
Which is just very interesting.
Super interesting. Love that.
The 10th house is going to be like careers, public roles. You might have a big career change, realize you want to do something totally different. You could have like maybe a much bigger like role in the public world. Yeah. Like your reputation could really change.
Or like even like sense of purpose might just like be in a whole different direction or something, or just like you feel like a renewed sense of purpose in your public life. 11th house, big like friendship shifts. I think it could also come in like questioning like society, the communities you are a part of, whether that's like in a good way or a bad way, just like taking a critical look at like who are you surrounding yourself with, like by choice, and then like do we want to like make changes to that? Do we want to like help lift these communities? Do we want to stay away from them?
And your 12th house rules like all the things that are hidden, like your subconscious. So it's giving, this is where my Saturn is. It's like giving that, like all those like deepest things that you just don't even know exist are like coming to the surface. You're gonna need to figure them out, process them, and like go through that like transformation of like the depths of like who are you and who do you want to be, like deep down.
Love that.
Super fun. Looking forward to it.
I feel like I saw myself as like a divorcee. But I feel like I'm not even married yet. You're not. And our Saturn return is like soon.
Well, you have
and
3 I'm years. Like, oh. You could get, people get married in shorter
Yeah, that's true. Years. Yeah. Not that I would wish that upon myself, but who knows?
Yeah.
You know, we're not sure.
Maybe, we'll see. Maybe you'll just suddenly want to get married. Your Saturn return. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to have the biggest wedding this world has ever seen.
I'm going to, literally, all of a sudden, I'm like planning a 500 person wedding. Everyone's like, okay, that was like kind of against your whole thing, but
Great, we'll be
Saturn jumps in Aquarius and I'm like making floral arrangements.
That's hilarious. Sounds fun.
Honestly, yeah, who knows? Who's to say what's going to happen?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
I could be your squirrel of honor.
Oh my God, I would love that. That's really fun.
Me volunteering myself. Like, well, I better be.
Yeah. So. Well, who else would it be? Yeah. Or I always thought you could like marry us, maybe.
Oh, that's nice. I like that more.
Yeah. I thought that would be cooler.
Not me crying on this episode. That's nice.
That's nice. Let's move on.
But hopefully this can give you some ease if you're someone with Saturn in Pisces that's about to enter your Saturn return. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, you're gonna slay. As we said last week or the week before, you have to flop in order to flip.
That's so true.
So, you know, when you flop the hardest, you're about to flip even higher.
It's inspiring. We Thank need you. Like to make like in a like an inspirational poster that you would get out of like
no, one of
those
ma-
well like magazine where those end.
Like highlights or something. Something. I don't even know.
I feel like it couldn't have been like Tiger Beat, but no, I feel like I got it. Was it just like
or like Girl's Life or something? Maybe like one of those.
Something I can see like
the I insert, can see like the center insert
I can
kind
see
of thing.
Like a duck in the grass and yeah. It says like be yourself.
No, totally. I feel like those are like at the dentist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's the vibe.
That's the vibe for sure. We're coming to you with that kind of love and support.
Flop to flip.
Yeah.
But best of luck.
Best of luck.
We'll see you on Wednesday for a full-length episode and next Friday for a quickie.
And remember, nothing is permanent. Everything's a cycle. Nothing lasts forever. Bye.
Bye.